August 25, the sin God cannot forgive. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. Matthew 12:31. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. No matter how sinful a person has been, no matter what his position may be, if he will repent and believe, coming unto Christ and trusting him as his personal Savior, he may be saved unto the uttermost. I know the danger of those who refuse to walk in the light as God gives it. They bring upon themselves the terrible crisis of being left to follow their own ways, to do after their own judgment. The conscience becomes less and less impressible. The voice of God seems to become more and more distant, and the wrongdoer is left to his own infatuation. In stubbornness, he resists every appeal, despises all counsel and advice, and turns from every provision made for his salvation. The Spirit of God no longer exerts a restraining power over him, and the sentence is passed. He is joined to idols. Let him alone. See Hosea 4:17. This is the process through which the soul passes that rejects the working of the Holy Spirit. No one need look upon the sin against the Holy Ghost as something mysterious and indefinable. The sin against the Holy Ghost is a sin of persistent refusal to respond to the invitation to repent. If you refuse to believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you love the atmosphere that surrounded the first great apostate. You choose this atmosphere rather than the atmosphere that surrounds the Father and the Son, and God allows you to have your choice. But let no soul be discouraged by this presentation of the matter. Let no one who is striving to do the will of the Master be cast down. Come with your whole heart to Jesus. Repent of your sins. Make confession to God. Forsake all iniquity, and you may appropriate to yourself all his promises. Look unto me and be ye saved. Isaiah 45:22 is his gracious invitation.